Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was 30 years ago. We call that confession a big fish. And it's about this time of year that I like to go fishing. I never throw the little ones back, but I do like a big fish from time to time. Someone who hasn't been to confession for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, that's a big fish. And that makes my day. It makes my day because it makes our Lord's day. Remember, Jesus didn't go looking for sick people. All the sick people in the Bible were always brought to him. Jesus looked for sinners. He sought out sinners. But anyway, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I was angry. That's a little tricky. Because in today's gospel, our Lord was angry, and he never sinned. I ask Jen to find me the angriest Jesus she could in today's biblical scene, and it's right there. Today I'm going to talk about anger and our spiritual life, because there's a lot of anger in the world. I gave a daily homily on this topic recently that became popular, but we're gonna dig a little deeper, because anger is a complex emotion. Anger is a secondary emotion. Anger is always in response to something I've experienced. I call anger the most deceptive emotion, because sometimes anger is needed, but most of the time, anger is bad. In our gospel today, our Lord was justified for being angry. Our gospel from John begins with the Passover is nearing, and so all the faithful Jews are going up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, the greatest feast they have. Every Jewish male within 20 miles of Jerusalem had to attend. And if you were older than 19 years of age, you had to pay a temple tax, which was one half of a shekel. And one half of a shekel is about 2 days' wages. It's not exactly cheap to get in. But the tax had to be paid using the Jewish shekel. So in Palestine now, which is large, you have all kinds of foreign currencies there. And so you had to exchange your money so that you could pay your tax. And in exchanging your foreign money, the money changers were charging an excessive exchange rate. You ever heard of that? And our Lord is observing all of this. Then many of these worshipers brought their own animals to sacrifice. The Bible said there's sheep, there's doves, even oxen. So after you paid your tax, you went to the temple authorities who inspected your animal. Was this animal now proper for sacrifice? Was it pure? Was it flawless? And usually the answer was no. So now you had to go over there and you had to buy a new animal. And they were charging inflated rates. And Jesus said, no. He said, stop making my Father's house a marketplace. He was witnessing the fleecing of the worshipers, and most of these worshipers were peasants anyway with no money. He made a whip out of cords. The Bible tells us he turned over all of the tables of the money changers, drove out the extortioners, drove them out, and then freed the innocent animals. This must have been quite a scene. This story of the cleansing of the temple is found in all four Gospels. In John, where we heard it today, it happens when Jesus begins his public ministry. But in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it happens at the end of his public ministry, which is why many biblical scholars have said that it's this event that finally persuaded the Jewish leaders that Jesus had to be executed. But our Lord did nothing wrong. His anger was at the service of God. His anger was at the service of others. We call this good kind of anger righteous indignation. We also can call it benevolent severity. At the water cooler, if someone says, gee, you kind of look angry today. So no, it's all good, it's all good. I'm exhibiting righteous indignation. And then nobody will be around you for a while. That's okay, it's benevolent severity, it's all cool. I'm obliged to be angry right now because it's good anger. And you are obliged to be angry if it's necessary anger. But you know what? Most of our anger is not good. One of the faults, one of the wounds we have from original sin is that my passions are fundamentally disordered. And so I can fly off the handle. And I can just, you know, I want to be angry. I'm going to be angry. And I'm happy being angry. This bad anger, it's almost like a selfish emotional protest. It's like an emotional self-indulgence. I'm going to indulge myself in it. I'm not going to control my anger. I want to be controlled by it. In other words, bad anger is never at the service of God. It's never at the service of others. It's at the service of my own ego. That is why St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, be angry, go ahead, be angry, but do not sin. Exhibit good anger. So there is good anger and there is bad anger. Bad anger always separates me. Bad anger will separate me from God. It'll separate me from others. Who likes being around someone who is irritable and angry? But get this, bad anger separates me from myself. It creates a division in me. I will not be at peace. Exhibiting bad anger is not pro-life. The first thing it does is denigrate my life. I use St. Ignatius of Loyola's discernment patterns, consolation or desolation, right? He always said, if it's of God, you'll be consoled. If not, you'll feel desolate. So after you're angry, do you feel consoled? If you do, then it was necessary. Or do you feel desolate? Then it won't always be of God. I'd like to end today with a quote from Aristotle. Now, Aristotle was my first Dalmatian's middle name, so I like him. But I also heard this week that Aristotle, is now in the crosshairs of the cancel culture. Really? From Dr. Seuss to Aristotle? I have all of his works on a shelf in my rectory, soon maybe to be under lock and key. But Aristotle said this. Aristotle wrote, anyone can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry, with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not easy. I'll say it again, because I think of this before I get angry. Anybody can become angry. That's easy. But to be angry with the right person to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way, that is not easy. It is not easy, my dear people, to be angry in a good way. So I'm going to end as I began. The next time you're tempted to be angry, maybe you should step back. Maybe you should go fishing. I hope you catch a big one. Because if you don't step back, you may be saying to me, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." Amen.